Okay, I want you to shuffle yourself around, get into a nice, comfortable, calm position. Really have a good shuffle around. Make yourself as comfortable as possible. Close those eyes down and take a few nice, long, slow, deep breaths. With each breath, imagine that you're breathing in some calmness. And every time you breathe out, imagine that you're breathing away anything bad, any negativity, or any stress, anything troublesome. Breathe that stuff away. Blow it out. Each time you breathe in, you're relaxing more and more. And each time you breathe out, you're just letting go of anything negative. I know that for a while now, you've had an appetite for a very limited range of food. And you might pick at that food, eating perhaps very few types of food, sometimes even very grudgingly. Perhaps you think that you dislike most foods. But all that can change. All that can change by using the power of your own mind. You know deep down that different types of food are essential for living. And you also know many people who enjoy their food and eat different foods every single day. And there's no reason at all why this can't be you. Now I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. And you'll find that as these images form in your imagination, you can become even more deeply relaxed and comfortable. Becoming so absorbed in this experience that it becomes a new reality for you. So much so that when you come out of relaxation, back into your normal everyday life, your new reality becomes a permanent part of your life. So I want you to imagine right now that you are a very, very, very small person. Microscopically small. So small and light that you can float on the air. The slightest breeze blows you one way or the other. And as you're floating around in the air, you can imagine that you're looking down on a bigger version of yourself. Looking down there and seeing your own relaxed body. Noticing what you look like when you're calm and relaxed with those eyes closed. Now the air that you're drifting on begins to blow you closer and closer. And soon you're just hovering just above the big version of you, drifting closer and closer to that person. You're drifting so close that you can feel the air going in and out of that person's nose. And suddenly, with one strong breath inwards, you get sucked into your nose. There's nothing at all that you can do to stop yourself. You have no control over that big version of your physical body. And there's nothing for your tiny body to grab hold of. It's as if right now you're on a roller coaster. Getting sucked closer and closer, going in that nose. And all of a sudden you've entered your own body. Sucked in through the nose. Very dark. You can't see anything. But the hairs on your nose. and they tickle you as you float past them. You might try to grab hold of them, but they're too wet and slippery, and you're going too fast. There's nothing you can do but just relax and let yourself drift deeper into your own body. You get through that nasal cavity, and suddenly the wind stops, and you're diverted down your food pipe, right down the food pipe, deep, deep down into your stomach. And your eyes have still not adjusted, it's still dark, but you can feel yourself going down and down, deeper down, until eventually you come to a stop. You appear to have landed on a soft, damp, spongy surface. It's quite bouncy, so you bounce up and down a couple of times before coming to a stop. Now the smell of your stomach, it's slightly unpleasant, but you soon get used to it. Before you know it, you've even forgotten about that smell completely, as your eyes begin to adjust to the darkness. Now you can begin to see around you. Not that there's much to look at. You're in a big cave. Your stomach. And there are a few remains of your last meal over there on the floor. I bet you're glad that it's been a while since you last ate. Otherwise, you would be wading through slushy food right now. As you look around, you notice that there's more than one cave in this stomach of yours. And you can walk around a corner into another cave. But you're sure that humans only have one stomach, unlike some other animals. So you come to the conclusion that these additional rooms, perhaps they used to be just one big room. But because you eat so few different types of food, the rooms have shriveled down into little ones instead of one big one. But you continue exploring. There's another room round the corner. This one's a little different though, because in the middle of this room, there's a large cage. And inside the cage, under lock and key, is a large, yet very thin, wolf. Although it looks more like a friendly dog to you. And you feel safe. And this unfamiliar animal, it's safely locked up. So even if it was dangerous, which it definitely isn't, it couldn't hurt you anyway. So you walk up to it to take a closer look. I want you to imagine what that wolf looks like right now. Have a think to yourself. What colour is that wolf's fur? Does it have long or short fur? Is it messy and straggly fur? Or is it smooth? What does its face look like? Does it have a bushy tail, or a thin, wiry one? I want you to take a good look at this wolf right now, just for a few moments. Take a good look at this wolf. Now this wolf sees you approaching, and it stands up and turns to face you. You both look at each other for a while, and then to your amazement, it talks to you. It begins to tell you how he's been locked up in this nasty cage for what feels like years. And he's unhappy because he's lonely. He's hungry and he can't get any exercise. All he can eat are the small little remains of food that float around on the floor. And he's never harmed anyone. He has no idea why he's been punished like this. Animals shouldn't be locked up. They should be free. So feeling brave, and a little sorry for this animal, you put your hand through the cage to stroke him, and you see that he is indeed very tame, and quite friendly. You feel so much sadness for this animal being locked up there all alone that you ask him, what would he do if you were to unlock the cage and set him free? And he tells you that his home is in your stomach, that if he were set free, he would live peacefully and happily right there in the stomach, eating all the different types of food that you kindly throw to him every day, just as he did before he was locked up. You see no reason for him to be locked up anymore. So you look around and you find the key. You unlock the lock and you set him free. And he's extremely grateful. And he does exactly as he promised. Although he doesn't stay with you for long, because he's hungry and he must find food. And when he sniffed around, when he's eaten all the remains in the stomach, he'll still be hungry. He'll need to be fed properly now that he's free. And he'll need much more energy as he's allowed to roam your stomach again. You feel a strong bond between the two of you, and you're eager to help him survive. Maybe you can give him a name. Maybe you won't. But maybe you do. If you decide to give him a name, have a think about it. What would you call him? So you feel really good for doing your good deed, setting the wolf free. But now it's time to make your way out of your stomach, back out into the outer world. And to get out, it's much easier than before. You position yourself underneath the food pipe once again, and you simply take a big trampoline-y jump up. And there's enough bounce in your stomach to take you all the way back up. So you bounce up and up and away up through the food pipe, right back out to the nostrils, blowing out of those nostrils into the big outside world again. And the light is dazzling. But soon you get used to it. And you can begin once again to see your relaxed, big self below you. So you gently float down on the breeze, and you rejoin back into your big physical self again. And every time now that you sit down to eat a meal, I want you to remember that there is this wolf living inside your stomach. And no one else needs to know about this. And this wolf is yearning to be fed with proper different foods, different colours, different textures, different tastes. And because he's eating your food with you, you might even feel an increased sense of hunger, especially for different foods. Because now you're eating adventurously for two. So you begin to look around and tuck into any of the delicious range of food that might be on the plate in front of you. You notice to yourself how your appetite begins to improve, and that you do begin to eat healthy, sensible foods. And only the best is good enough for you and your wolf now, so you eat regular meals, selecting healthy, nutritious foods. As you put good things into your mouth, you notice that you're changing, becoming a healthy, strong, well-proportioned human being. And you feel sure that the wolf is no longer a bag of bones that you once saw. And now that you're eating so much better, you have more energy, more vitality, and you feel just great, with a healthy, satisfied glow about you. Your confidence is increasing day by day. You become more bubbly and charismatic and full of energy and vitality, far more outgoing and sure of yourself. Because every day, you're getting bigger, braver and stronger. By eating that selection of healthy different foods, you're feeling great. And you find it so easy to enjoy this bigger range of different foods and textures and tastes now. Your body, it adapts to your new reality. And your mind accepts and embraces this wonderful new you. And I bet people around you begin to notice too. Your stomach begins to adjust to the new foods. Your taste buds begin to adapt to the increasing desire to eat more of these good, healthy foods. And you really begin to enjoy food now. Your body extracts all those healthy nutrients that are needed for growth. Every cell in your body just getting stronger and stronger. All parts of your body and mind just working together now. Because now that you know what it feels like to be as hungry as a wolf. And before we finish today, I want you to quickly imagine something else for me. I want you to imagine that today is the day for a sleepover at your best friend's house. I want you to think about having a sleepover at your best friend's house. It's the day of the sleepover. You excitedly gather up all the clothes that you're going to take with you. Maybe some pajamas. Maybe some toys or games that you want to take round to their house. And you get yourself ready. Okay, I want you to imagine now that you've actually got to your friend's house. Your mum and dad have dropped you off. You've said bye to the parents. And you've just started to play games with your best friend. You've been playing games for quite a while now, and you're beginning to feel a little hungry. Now, in the past, this might have created a little worry in your mind. You might have been thinking, oh, what am I going to eat? What if they don't give me the food that I usually eat? What if they don't give me rice crackers or the same old food that I eat every day? Now notice how I said, in the past. That's because you've now grown up a little more. You're now bigger, braver and stronger. You now have more of an adventurous mind. And you also have your little food wolf friend living in that tummy of yours. So you tell your best friend that you're beginning to feel a little hungry. So they take you to get some food from their kitchen. And when you get there, your friend's parents have laid out a table filled with different snacks and nibbles and bites. So many different colours, so many different tastes, so many different textures. You begin to feel so hungry right now. Have a few moments to think about what it really feels like to be hungry. And I mean really hungry. Imagine that rumbling in your tummy. That kind of tight feeling you get deep down there in your tummy. Maybe you can feel that hungry feeling right now. So you and your friends begin to eat some of the food that's on that table. Your friend might pass you something to try. Something you may never have tried before. I don't know what it is, but you know. And I want you to notice what food it is that your friend has passed to you. Now, in the past, you would have been too scared to try new foods. You would have also not fed that food wolf that was living inside your stomach. But today, you're brave enough to make the change. You want to make your best friend happy. You want to make that food wolf happy too. And most of all, you want to make you happy. happy because you're bigger and better and braver. You can now enjoy the taste of whatever food your friend has given you to try. So after cautiously trying a few little nibbles, you realise that, you really do enjoy this new food, so you grab a bit more of it. And your friend shows you their favourite food. Maybe it's something you don't usually eat, but today, you want to make your friend feel really happy, so you try their favourite food. And as you chew the food, you realise that it's quite a good taste. It's maybe not your favourite taste, but nonetheless, it's still quite a good taste. Perhaps something you can ask your parents to buy for you in the future. So here you both are, feasting away on a selection of good foods, lots of different foods. And you forget just how long you've both been there eating. So you begin to feel a little sleepy. So you both rush off to get those pajamas on, and you work out exactly where you'll be sleeping. I wonder what colour your blankets are going to be. Maybe you've brought a sleeping bag with you. How soft or hard will the pillow be that you lay down that head on? How thick or thin are those blankets or that sleeping bag? But all of that doesn't really matter anymore because you feel so sleepy. Almost as soon as you lay down, you let out a big yawn. And you both drift off to sleep. The deepest sleep you've ever had. So deep that you have many wonderful, exciting dreams filled with adventure. And there was no need at all to feel worried about different foods. No need to worry about going to someone else's house or going off on a holiday or a school trip. From now on, you enjoy every chance you get to show other people how brave you are by trying new things. And every time you try new things, new foods, you now imagine that huge grin that your food wolf will be making as he begins to enjoy the food that you're sending down to him. Now in a moment, I'll just count 1 to 5, like usual. And at the count of 5, you can be awakened again, having good feelings flowing through your entire body and calm and brave thoughts burying into your mind, getting stronger and stronger as these brave feelings and thoughts, they remain with you because they're a part of you right now. You are becoming stronger and braver every single day. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Welcome back.